A question, meditation about, that's been in my mind for a little while, of just wondering if you'd be willing to offer any advice on discerning between useful sitting meditation and being lost in the fog of dullness and drowsiness, and working with that distinction.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, at any time when the hindrances are overwhelming one, there isn't a when one's sitting, and there isn't a fairly clear way through it, then it's important to. Because the actual, the act of sitting in the meditation posture doesn't necessarily mean that it's fruitful. Similar to what Ajahn Buddhadasa sort of saying, the frog's been sitting in meditation posture for a long time and still not enlightened. And similar with, Ajahn Chah sort of saying, yeah, well, chickens sit on their nest for long periods of time. He hasn't seen any enlightened chickens yet. So that the actual posture isn't what is the purpose. The purpose is the alleviating of the hindrances, or the understanding of the hindrances, and getting to have a recognition of how they hinder and how to free oneself from that. So then, so that's either within the posture one has to do something different. That's where in that discourse that the Buddha gives to Moggallana, there's a whole range of techniques that he gives, both in terms of how to apply the mind, whether one kind of strengthens the awareness on the meditation object, whether one directs one's attention to perception of light, whether one brings up a Dhamma theme to reflect it and investigate, and those are within the posture, or are within the mental application, or sitting there and pulling your ears that's a one of the things the Buddha says to do. I mean, that's a physical way of getting out of the dullness and drowsiness. So that finding different techniques within the posture, whether internally in terms of mental application, or within the posture itself. Maybe sometimes exaggerating the posture. Sometimes. Using a hand mudra, those are ways where you're sitting, or having to get up and go and do walking meditation, or go and, I mean, the Buddha actually said, going out and looking at the sky, which will wake one up, whatever the sky is doing. I mean, in the sense, if it's a nice clear evening, it should be sort of give some space. If it's raining, it'll sort of have a different, same effect, but different method. Oftentimes we tend to hunker down, especially if it's dark outside. Just going outside, doing walking meditation, and doing something like that. There's all sorts of ways, and just but trying to dispel the drowsiness. I can remember when I was living by myself on Tudong and out at Daodam. It was very isolated, living by myself. And if I'd be meditating late at night or something and start getting drowsy, having difficulty, and it's still not time to go to bed, I would force myself to go. I'd leave my flashlight at my kuti and then walk along the trail into the forest. And there was kind of a dropped off a cliff on one side, and it was down into a stream, a cliff. I mean, it wasn't that far, but that was, it wouldn't have been pleasant. I dropped down to the creek on one side. It was a forest rising up on the other side, so I could walk along, and it didn't take very long to sleepiness would be dispelled, come back and sit again. So the main thing is that one's trying to find ways to dispel drowsiness, and the same goes with the other hindrances, recognizing, okay, this is a hindrance. How do I work with it? What skillful means do I have? What did the Buddha advise? Or what have the different teachers advised? But that's in terms of meditation, and particularly sitting meditation, and it's important to put one's attention and effort toward that. And also, one shouldn't feel kind of obligated that, like, sitting meditation is the only valid kind of way of practice. I mean, that's walking meditation, standing meditation. Those are equally useful, equally valid, equally beneficial. The benefits of our meditation arise through a continuity of awareness, as opposed to having been able to sit for however long or whatever, how much time we've clocked and doing something.